Hi, welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is All Things McGill, and this is Rose talking. So today, we have a really exciting show planned. First, I'm going to talk a little bit about National Indigenous Peoples Day and talk about a playlist I made that contains so much music made by Indigenous artists in Canada. Secondly, we have an amazing recording by Michael Garbarino and At Sushi Ikeda, who we just recorded it on the terrace this morning, socially distanced, of course. It's just so cool to have friends who play music, and so we just had them on our terrace to play a little something. I think it's a song called All of Me, and I think it was made in like the early 20th century, and it's just a cute cover, kind of impromptu. And it's really fun. Anyways, so National Indigenous Peoples Day is June 21st. So this is a day for all Canadians to recognize and celebrate the unique heritage, diverse cultures, and outstanding contributions of First Nations, Inuit, and Métis peoples. The Canadian Constitution recognizes these three groups as Aboriginal peoples, also known as Indigenous peoples. And although these groups share many similarities, they each have their own distinct heritage, language, cultural practices and spiritual beliefs. And it is super important to never put all these folks into one category. That can be super damaging, and I think it's important to explore each group and to never put them under one single label. And in cooperation with Indigenous organizations, the Government of Canada chose June 21st, the summer solstice, for National Aboriginal Day, now known as the National Indigenous Peoples Day. And for generations, many Indigenous peoples and communities have celebrated their culture and heritage on or near this day due to the significance of the summer solstice as the longest day of the year, and a lot of mobilization by Indigenous groups. What had to happen for the Government of Canada to initiate this day? And in 1982, the National Indian Brotherhood, now the Assembly of First Nations, called for the creation of National Aboriginal Solidarity Day. In 1995, the Sacred Assembly, a national conference of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people, chaired by Elijah Harper, called for a national holiday to celebrate the contributions of Indigenous peoples. And in 1995, the Royal Commission of Aboriginal Peoples recommended the designation of a National First Peoples Day. And on June 21st, 2017, the Prime Minister issued a statement announcing the intention to rename this day National Indigenous Peoples Day. So, what can you do today to support the National Indigenous Peoples Day? So, I'm white. And there's a lot of care privilege that I carry every day because of that. And I think it's important for every I it was interesting. I took French 380, which is littérature francophone, and it's really interesting because it was all littérature autochtone, and I had never heard that word in my life. I come from Charleston, South Carolina. I grew up in a French family, and I had never heard the words autochtone and allochtone. So autochtone is a word to describe, it's a word for indigenous people, and then allochtone is like non-indigenous or just white. And in this class, I wasn't expecting a class about littérature francophone to be littérature autochtone, but it was so interesting. We read so many books by Indigenous authors, even saying the word authors, like Indigenous authors, most of the time, these folks didn't even want to write because it was a sign of their brainwashing in residential schools. Just the act of writing was something that they weren't used to because that's what they taught them to do in residential school. Storytelling is very common among Indigenous groups, and the very act of just writing things down was a sign of being brainwashed. So, in a lot of these books, the I want to say orators would preface their books with just an acknowledgement of the fact that they don't like the fact that they're writing in French, they don't like the fact that they're writing at all, because it is a sign of what the settlers have done to them, and it is stripped them away from the ability to write in their own language. And so I highly recommend each of the books I read in this class. One is called Je suis une maudite sauvagesse, and it's by Anantan Kepesh, and this was just a really, really enlightening memoir about a woman who just her journey in Canada and just the hardships she faced, the hardships her own community faced. And it's written, basically it's written in a way that you can see the French translation and the original language she wrote it in. So it's really interesting. It's very significant for her to write her like the mother tongue, that writing on one page. And for the white person, she explicitly said this, she wanted them to visibly see that writing. And she wanted this book to be for her own people. She didn't want it to write it for any white person. And so that's why it's written in her own language on one page. Then the other page, it's written in French. So another book is Quasi Pen by Naomi Fontaine. Wow, this one was equally as enlightening. Just a wonderful orator in general. And I'm pretty sure she produces a lot of documentaries too. And those are just as interesting. And I think it's important for all of us to consume this type of media because it's not very common. And I appreciate that this class is offered at McGill, and I think it should be more common, and I think that it shouldn't have to be solely a class about littérature autochtone for this kind of literature to be talked about at school. I think it should be in just literature courses in general, and more often than not, that's not the case. More often than not, it has to be a singular class about this subject in order for anyone to actually talk about it. So, and it's also a summer course. It's not even offered fall and winter. So that's just, more people would take it if it were offered throughout the school year. Anyways, this last one, Amun by Michel Jean, was just, it's a collection of short stories, and each of them heart-wrenching, cried several times, and they're, it's called a recueil de nouvelles, and it was put together, and it's basically a collection of short stories that was put together by a publisher, and I think it's spelled Amun, and all of these are available online too. You can get like online PDF files. You know, obviously I think it's important to pay for them because you are supporting like local indigenous orders and artists in general, and so please do not pirate them. Anyways, yes, so you can find them, and there's a ton of library sites that will local library sites that will give them let you purchase them, no problems at all. So lastly, I think this show is about music too, so support local indigenous artists. We're going to play some music by North American Indigenous artists, including Tanya Tajak, Willie Dunn, Siku Mute, Willie Thrasher, Nuka Rick, and Pixic. All of these, I mean, it's just a really awesome playlist. Obviously, you know, it's not in the mainstream. It's not easy to access these things. They're not, you need to go out of your way to look for this music and support these people and ask around your community obviously that's what CKUT, we're trying to bring these artists to the forefront of popular music, and you know, I hope that this contributes to that. Anyways, so yes. That is what I had to say regarding National Indigenous Day. So yes, we will be playing some songs from that playlist that I made. And if you have any recommendations, any local indigenous artists that you'd like to shout out, please shoot me an email, rosemardikian@gmail.com, rosemardikian at gmail.com, and I would love to hear your recommendations. Anyways, what else? Yes, so we'll also be playing our song, the song All of Me by, it's by an artist, I'm not sure, but the cover is by Michael Garbarino and Atsushi Ikeda on our back terrace. Yeah, it's really lovely. Anyways, thank you for listening. Do your part. Donate to organizations that put Indigenous folks at the forefront of their mission.
I pity the country, I pity the state, and the mind of a man who thrives on hate. Small are the lives of cheats and of liars, of bigoted news press, fascist town crier. Deception annoys me, deception destroys me. The Bill of Rights froze me. In jails, they all know me. Frustrated are churchmen, the saving of soul men. The tinker, the tailor, the colonial governor. They pull and leap on me. They're seeking to draw me away from the roundness of the light. Civil servants, they thrive off my body. Their trip is with power, back bacon and welfare. Police, they arrest me. The tailors detest me. Pollution, it chokes me. Movies, they joke me. Politicians exploit me. City life, that jades me. Hudson Bay fleece me, hunting laws freak me. Government is bumbling, revolution's rumbling. To be ruled in impunity is tradition continuity. I pity the country, I pity the state, and the mind of a man who thrives on hate.
The name of the song is Call of the Moose. I listen to the older folks, to what they have to say. And I listen to the waterfall begging for another day. And I listen to an eagle cry dying high in the sky. And I listen to the call of the moose and she lays down to die. Don't you know we gotta let him be? Don't you know, can't you see? And I listen to the man of the law, I listen to his way. And I listen to a crack of a gun, and I'm the one that had to pay.
And I listen to the Ojibwe chant and to the drumming of the Cree. And I listen to the cry of the people dying of mercury. Don't you know we gotta let 'em be? Don't you know? Whippoorwill, the crickets are all in tune. And I listen to a dying tree and to the whistling of a loon. And I listen to a howling wolf echo throughout the night. And I listen to a bark of a seal, and he's just a buddy sight. Don't you know, you gotta let him be. Don't you know, can't you see? Don't you know, you gotta let him be. Can't you see?
Welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM, All Things McGill. This is Maya, and I'm with Atsushi Ikeda and Michael Garbarino, and they're going to play All of Me.
1, 2... Why not take all of me? Can't you see that I'm no good without you? Take my arms, I want to lose them. Take my lips, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. And I know that I'm no good without you. Took the part. Why not take all of me? Can't you see that I'm no good without you? Take my arms, I want to lose them. Take my lips, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. And I know that I'm no good without you. You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? Why not take all of me? So why not take all of me? So why not take all of me?
I really rushed that.
Thank you.
mother grows angry, retribution will be swift. We squander her soil and suck out her sweet black blood to burn it. We turn money into God and salivate over opportunities to crumple and crinkle our souls for that paper, that gold. Money has spent us, left us in small boxes, dark rooms, bright screens, empty tombs, left investing our time in hollow philosophies to placate the fear of our bodies returning back into our mother. Demand awakening. The path we have taken has brought it. Ignite, stand upright, and conduct yourself like lightning, because the retribution will be swift.
I'm Family and friendships, waded through dark memories and demons I contend with. No, I ain't no angel, but maybe I can save someone that's focused on the end of life, staring down the barrel of a loaded gun. It's so hard to trust someone you don't even trust yourself. It's so hard to love someone and you don't even love yourself. Everything you do just never works. Wanna find a place where it never hurts. Take away the pain, I feel so cursed. Wanna ask for help, but it just gets worse. Is this hell or is this earth? What's this lonely person worth? What's the purpose for my birth? I feel so lost and nothing works. I see the light at the end of the tunnel, but I can't walk another mile on my own. If you've seen the dark that I've seen and the struggle, you wouldn't walk another mile on your own. Gave this place the best of me, guess it wasn't good enough. People wanna mess with me, push buttons like I would a rock. Is it just a test for me? Sometimes I feel like giving up. Ain't that a sign that my mind has changed? Well, it isn't like the yesteryears, although it feels similar. Taste the whiskey on my breath, burning is familiar. Getting rowdy, cry for help, but no one wants to deal with you. Ain't that a sign that the times have changed? I see the light at the end of the tunnel, but I can't walk another mile on my own. If you've seen the dark that I've seen and the struggle, you wouldn't walk another mile on your own. But I'm working on a better me, mentally and physically. I battled with depression, it took its toll spiritually, but music was my weapon. On the battleground it set me free. I fought the darkness to the light and realized I am a seed that grew from roots into a tree. In me there is medicine. Stand strong through the stormy winds and be there for my brethren. Never again will I cross the line, wondering just who am I. I know that answer in my mind. I'm a mission, I obey, I am alive. I live for love and family ties. I'm standing strong, I can't rely upon that strength to get me by. When times get hard, they will supply strength of spirit in my life. Ray of hope to see.
set me right. And I won't have to wonder why I'm here again another night. On my journey, learned to fly. I made my goals, I set my sight. Embrace the winds of change again. There's turbulence in every flight. Cause lessons learned with shaky wings are blessings earned. Control the fright. Don't let the darkness scent your way. Stop your heart from doing right. I see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm gonna make it if I gotta on my own. Seen the dark and I've been through the struggle. I'll go the extra mile on my own. At the end of the tunnel, I'm gonna make it if I gotta on my own.
Hi, this is All Things McGill, CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm Maya, and here are a few Indigenous People's Day activities or events that you can go to virtually. So today from 1:50 to 10:30 p.m. there's a virtual National Indigenous Peoples Day, and it is placed in Surrey, BC, but it's gone virtual, and it has a kids show and regular programming to celebrate Indigenous cultures, traditions, and history as they connect with each other virtually, featuring local Indigenous artists and musicians, storytelling, and more. Then there's an Indigenous History Month video celebration series. It is a series of four events to celebrate the diversity of Indigenous peoples across Canada. Throughout the month of June, they will be featuring Indigenous elders, knowledge keepers, artists, and allies from communities coast to coast. That is from 2 p.m. to 2:30 on Wednesday, June 23rd. And then also today is the Indigenous Peoples Day virtual walk, jog, run at 12 p.m. EDT, and it asks to please wear orange to honor our residential school survivors and those loved ones lost, including the 215 children. All participants will receive a special ISCA Indigenous Peoples Day t-shirt. How to participate? You choose a distance to walk, you take a short video, and then you post it to this event page, ISCA Indigenous Peoples Day 2021. So have a wonderful day. Hope you go to some of these events.
Comes the spring and its warm thaw around your neck, the eagle claw upon your head, the buffalo horn. Today a great new chief is born, so raise them fast towards the sun. Heart now beats, a life's begun. It's 1821. Today a Blackfoot soul is born. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. Your years have gone, the years have passed. Your heart is set, your soul is cast. Stand before the council fire. You have the mind and the desire. of notions wise. You speak so well, and in brave deeds you do excel. And it's 1853, and you stand the chief of Confederacy. You are the leader, you are the chief. You stand against both liar and thief. They trade, raise whiskey, steal your land, and they're coming in swift like the wind-blown sand. They shoot the buffalo, kill the game, and send their preachers into shame. And it's 1864, and you think of peace, and you think of war. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. See the settler in more numbers. He takes whatever he encounters. You see the Sioux all battered, beaten, wrong and right. They haven't eaten. And as per se, we're much the same. It seems like such a heartless game. And it's 1876, and the enemy's full of those death-dealing tricks. Today the treaty stands on the table. Will you sign it? Are you able? It offers food and protection to. Do you really think they'll hold it true? It offers a reserve. Now, isn't that grand? And in return you see all of your land. And it's 1877, and you know the scales are so uneven. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. Buffalo are slaughtered, there's nothing to eat. The government's late again with the meat, and your people are riddled with the white man's disease. And in the summer they're sick, and in the winter they freeze. And sometimes you wonder why you signed that day, but they broke the treaties themselves anyway. And it's 1889, and your Death Star explodes, and then it falls. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. The years have gone, the years have flown. The nation's sins have swiftly grown, but Yet for the Indian, it's all the same. There's still the hardship, there's still the pain, there's still the hardship, there's still the strife. Its bitterness shines like a whetted knife. There's still the hypocrisy and the hate. Was that in the treaties? Is that the fate? We're all unhappy pawns in the government's game, and it's always the Indian who gets the blame. It's a problem which money can never lessen, and it's 1967. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. Maybe one day you'll find honesty instead of the usual treachery. Perhaps one day the truth shall prevail, and the warmth of love which it doesn't take. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow.
Sometimes it hurts to be indigenous, born in this nation, not enough to talk about decolonization. In the battles with myself, I'm continually facing, feel the stress of the world on my shoulders, I'm fading. But I ain't going out yet, cause this is just the outset, and I ain't making change if I'm rapping about an outfit, unless it's that camo, intelligence is ammo, modern day warrior, just call me Rambo, not trying to be deceitful, cause mostly I'm peaceful, but getting sick and tired of being seen as unequal, so I'm waiting for the pitch as I'm stepping to the plate. They saying that we bitch, but we living second rate. Well, they don't like the truth, so that's what I'm coming with. Repping for the youth, yeah, that's who I'm running with. Don't represent a leadership or represent empowerment. Working on the ground, cause I have issues with the government. Who issue out apologies while sticking to the policy? More definite than probably keeping us in poverty. Wanna tell me how to live and how to react? The devastation of my culture, trying to keep it intact while living on the rules of the Indian Act. Indian agents were just racist, I'm just stating the facts. They took my identity, I'm taking it back. I am Anishinaabe, I belong to the land. I don't belong to the queen, so as long as I dream, that he's asleep with a song that forever will be sung from the heart, so whenever I speak, the truth comes out and it's setting me free. I don't belong to the queen, so as long as I dream, that he's asleep with a song that forever will be sung from the heart, so whenever I speak, the truth comes out and it's setting me free. Well, there's a lot that I carry, so much I wanna bury. Sometimes I wonder to myself, why can't I just be happy? I'm living with the memories that's running in my blood, loaded in my bones and buried in the mud. But music is my medicine, my life is the evidence. I realize that ever since my people called it prevalent, coming from the resi res with words of intelligence. And if I wasn't hellbound, they might say I was heaven sent. They say they wounded my soul. They say this land is their home. Dig up my ancestors' bones, but they can't silence my song. No, they can't silence our songs.
Hey, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hi, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Yeah.
wait, hey, 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 na ke ke na.
girlfriend. Get changed, you're dressed like a tramp. Change your password so I can see your messages. When are you going to change your mind, you stubborn idiot? Change your attitude when you talk to me. Change your friends. You better change your tone of voice. It's not up to her to change. It's up to you. Violence against women stops now. Talk about it. Do something about it. And call SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Anna mia matte seo di manno pare chi solo a musca se gajoge pare chi tenna nenne mi una oge de ottina pati due tin che manno Anna Tetano non ti presentas pro chi ti interroghe ischire di accherrere ai noghe da ue so in i due ue anno a Divina se ser me un mestegno tu prochideo cum me cum notte die cum viva esiminanto es esquie a...